Pictures seen around the world of British riot police hitting protesters during the G20 demonstrations earlier this month continue to tarnish the image of the force. 3 weeks after the events, more than 50 people have come forward with assault allegations. Those allegations are being investigated by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. 40 members of the IPCC are examining police conduct during the summit. Commission Chairman Nick Hardwick faced questions from a parliamentary panel about his investigation into possible criminal misconduct.
Clearly the pictures are disturbing, but what I would also say to people is, as I think members of the committee have correctly pointed out, the pictures are a snapshot, right? And what we will not do, and what I will not do, is make assumptions prior to the completion of our investigation. We will make our decisions on the basis of the total evidence we collect, not on the basis of today's headlines.
As Hardwick says, the police regularly train using a variety of so-called crowd control distraction techniques, namely hitting, striking, and kicking.
Well, it seems to me if we train officers to do a particular thing and put them into situations where that training is required, and then we see pictures of them doing what they've been trained to do, we can't simply wash our hands of it at that point and say how awful it is, right? We have to share some of that responsibility. So I think the police service has a responsibility to involve us in that discussion, and we as the public, as parliamentarians, have a responsibility to respond intelligently to that and be realistic about the hard choices that are made.
Many here point to events like the policing of the G20 as further evidence the country's police are slowly drifting away from their long-standing traditional role as servants of the public. Although he's focusing on specific cases of possible police misconduct, Nick Hardwick says there's a great need for a much larger debate to be held in the country regarding the correct balance between security and liberty. He says politicians in particular must get involved in that very important discussion.
We have a tradition in this country of policing by consent. I think it's one of the things that we can be proud of. But my view is that has to be informed consent. And I think one of the problems with the way the police service has operated up to now is that the discussion about tactics and strategy has been an internal discussion in the profession. And I think police service needs to be better at having that discussion with the publics to whom they're accountable.
Accountability is key in determining the future use of certain practices, such as confining thousands of protesters into small areas for hours on end, and of some officers removing badge numbers from their uniforms in crowd control situations. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.